wait till I get my money right.
Attention. InvestFest 2024 is coming back to Atlanta, and we at Earn Your Leisure are doing a crazy promotion. For every item you purchase on InvestFestEYL.com, we'll submit your name in a raffle to win an all-inclusive experience. To InvestFest 2024, you're automatically entered into the raffle to win this all-inclusive experience. Here's what you'll win. Round-trip airfare to Atlanta for two from Friday to Monday, or a $1,000 transportation and food stipend. One hotel room for three nights from Friday to Monday. Two VIP tickets to InvestFest. Two nightlife wristbands to all InvestFest Entertainment Network events. And black car service to and from Atlanta Airport. This offer runs until the end of June. Get your merch at InvestFestEYL.com and have a chance to win the grand prize. See you at InvestFest 2024.
Bitcoin.
Yep.
So Bitcoin, it dropped a little bit, I believe, from its all-time high. I think it's currently hovering around that 67 range, 68,000 range. It was 73,000 last week. Well, you know, still holding strong. So we're a month away, 32 days away.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. To Bitcoin halving happens, right? So let's just talk about that for people that don't know. And then also, what do we think is going to happen to all cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin included, after the halving takes place?
I mean, I think there'll be a little bit of a drop after halving, but all my crypto enthusiasts, you can tune in now and clip this up. If we're looking at return over 5 or 10 years, there's no close competitor. I know like SNCI has done incredibly well, NVIDIA has done incredibly well, but if you look over a 5 or 10 year period, Bitcoin is giving the best return possible. Of course, after all-time high, people were complaining that it fell to 69,000, like it fell to 40. I'm like, it's barely a harsh pullback. Michael Saylor made the case that doesn't have to be a currency. It can just be a great store of value, which I agree with 1,000%. It could go to, I don't know, maybe 65, 64, and then pop back up. But I think more important than what will happen in 32 days, 31 days from now, I think the real thing is to make sure that you're holding for a year, year and a half. Because I don't know if we'll get another opportunity like this. There's a lot going on in banking, a lot going on in real estate, a lot going on in the general market. But like one of the places that there's been a lot of certainty in terms of mass gain has been Bitcoin. And if you don't have some exposure, I think you are definitely going to miss out. So continue to hold for the long term. I don't think it'll get to 100,000 this year, but next, I think it'll crack that mark. But I think they have really made their mark on the investment world. And over the last 12 or 13 years, there's been no question like what's been the best investment in terms of return, despite the volatility, and that is Bitcoin.
Yeah. So Bitcoin halving is an event that happens every 4 years. It mm-hmm. reduces yep. the reward for mining new blocks of Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. And it's designed to control the supply of Bitcoin and maintain the scarcity aspect of it. So that's why it's called halving.
Yeah.
So it's one of these things that I saw JP Morgan put up. I think it was JP Morgan. They put a report out saying that they expect Bitcoin price to drop as a result of halving. And, you know, some people have different points of views on it.
Yeah.
But it is, if you're interested in crypto or Bitcoin, is something that you should be aware of, because it is something that happens on schedule every 4 years.
Yeah.
And there's going to come a point in time where there will be no more Bitcoin. So that's why it's a scarcity model. It's not something that's like the U.S. dollar where they can constantly just print money forever.
Print trillions of it. Yeah.
Yeah. So in a sense that every 4 years, it takes about almost, I think, 210,000 blocks are made. Right. So Bitcoin is something that is mined. And so the halving was the reward for mining. And so, again, it happens every 4 years. So they said, I have the statistics here. The first reward was 50 Bitcoin. Right. And that was prior to 2012. 4 years later, November 28th, and it was 25 Bitcoins. Right. So 4 years after that, in July of 2016, it was 12.5. Mm-hmm. And so you can see that the reward has been cut in half every 4 years. May of 2020, it was down to 6.25. And then April of this year, which is in 32 days, that is going to be cut down to 3.125. And you can do the math, right? In 4 years, which would be 2028, it'll be down to like 1 point something. So every year, the reward for mining it gets less. There is an infinite supply, I think around 21 billion. And so when that supply is made, they're not making any more. So as the less of the amount of the quantity of the asset, which is the Bitcoin, you can see the appreciation of it. I guess and we've said this, Bitcoin moves in 4 year cycles, and this is why.
Yep.
But it's kind of one of these things when we look into, I would equate it to watching a company going into its earnings. And sometimes the value is kind of built in as you get to that point.
And yes. So
as we're approaching this halving date, is the value built in already? When it gets to 73,000, do we see a pullback?
Yeah, it's too high to buy at this point. You got to wait for it to pull back. But if halving does present a case where it gets to maybe 55,000, like, it would be a good buying opportunity for sure. And once again, like, I think there's some rules of thumb that always last. Never buy the high, never buy based off of hype. Kudos to the people that have held since 2020 or 2022. But a pullback is going to happen, especially in crypto. Like, a 10%, 15% drop can happen in 2 or 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
30% drop can happen in a month. Like, take advantage of it when it's there, and don't be on the sideline like, damn, I missed out. Because when the quote unquote crypto winter happened, a lot of people were sitting on the sidelines opposed to buying, and now they're kind of missing out. So this next opportunity, continue to buy. And you have a lot of safety. Larry Fink, Big Meech of Bitcoin, came in. He's giving y'all the floor. So you know over the next 4 or 5 years, it's going to go up. I think BlackRock and Fidelity now own $26 billion worth of Bitcoin, and they're hitching their wagon to it. So if it does drop there, at least there is a floor there on the institutional side for sure.
Yeah. So in 4 years, the halving will be 1.56. And so you can see as the appreciation, and we can look now, right, for this four-year cycle. We said that fourth year of the cycle is usually the best in terms of percentage gain. 2028, that would be a pace for it to be again at another height. And if we're at 70,000, you can see the easy case where people are saying Bitcoin can go to 100 to 120,000. You can kind of see the case why they would say that.
It was at 4,900, what, in 2020? So to get from there to 70,000, NVIDIA's had a hell of a run. I wish Apple would have bought a bunch of Bitcoin. I know y'all doing that Google Gemini deal, but y'all should have did the Michael Saylor strategy and just bought up every Bitcoin you could and mined them through the iPhone.
Yeah, but that's part of the investing strategy, right? Do you have the mental discipline and fortitude to withstand that, right? When you see something go from 20,000 down to 4, are you willing to stay in there and say, all right, well, I believe in this asset, I'm going to stay with it and take that appreciation right up, which could happen again. I don't think it goes down to 4,000 from 70, but it could have a pullback. That's why we say invest in it if you believe in it. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Have a percentage of your portfolio in there and enjoy the ride.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.